From Duval, Washington, it's the 407 Cast. Here's your host, RSD Superintendent, Dr. Susan Leach.
Hello, and welcome to the 407 Cast, your window into the dynamic world of education in the Riverview School District, where we discuss our achievements, the challenges we face, and the innovative ways we are accelerating learning, and we're excited you chose to listen in. Welcome to all our listeners. We are excited to be back for the 407 Cast for the new year, and I'm excited about today's guests. And maybe we can just start off with you introducing yourself today, and then we will get into your role in the district.
All right, Aaron has cued me, so I'll go ahead and go first. I'm Adam Sanchez. I'm a current senior at Cedar Crest High School, and I am one of the student board members for Riverview School District.
I am Aaron White. I am currently a junior at Cedar Crest High School, and I am the other student rep on the school board.
I'm so glad to have you here today. Welcome. One of the things that Riverview School District did a long time ago that is such a positive step is adding two student representatives to their school board. And so for those who don't know, our student representatives serve a two-year term. So Adam, you came in your junior year, and yep. You served with a senior rep, and then you move into the senior slot and we bring on a new junior rep, which this year is you, Adam. So I'm glad to have you guys. You've done some really great things this year that I'd like to talk a little bit about. I'm wondering what, as a representative to the board and a liaison between students of the district and the board, what does it feel like to be in that role of representing your peers to the board?
Yeah, so recently we had a presentation from our two tech interns, Lydia Swenson and Rylan Orman, during one of our board meetings. And Rylan said something that really struck me, specifically because of Aaron and myself, our role in the district. And he was talking about how, as a student who goes to school at Cedar Crest, yet is also deeply involved in the interworkings of the district here at the district office, he has a really interesting sort of duality in his perspective, because all of the things that he hears his friends complaining about, or the changes that they want to see made in the district, he's a big part of making that happen. And this resonated with me because this is something that, a perspective that I definitely share, because I also feel an obligation to sort of do something whenever I hear my peers talking about problems that they want solved or changes that they want to see made. So it's really interesting to see it from the perspective of district operations and what my friends are talking about, because while they can seem like two very different things, it's our job to be the bridge between those two things. And so that's my perspective on it.
You really get to see behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that it's a great opportunity to be able to help a lot of people because, as Adam said, you have that perspective on both sides. And on one side, you see as a student some things that, hey, maybe this could be different or it could be changed in some way, shape, or form to better your experience or better someone else's experience. But on the other side, when you are working with the school board, you're able to see, here's how we can change that. And so there are some people who might have something that they need changed, and they don't know how to at least try and get that changed. And so being a student rep gives me the opportunity to help those people who don't know how to help themselves.
I think a lot about the intern that we had last year. On her first day, she said something to the effect of, well, I really wanted to get an internship at a real company, but you know, now I'm doing this one here. On her last day, she said, I cannot believe all the things that go on in this office. Like, it mm-hmm. is like a real business. You have all of the same departments that another business has. And I wonder if that's been your experience a little bit of, wow, there's a lot more going on here that I never knew existed. Adam, you're probably a little different because you have a mom in education, yeah, and dad, yeah. both in education. You're seeing a different side other than your experience going to school every day.
Yeah.
At Riverview, we've tried really hard to focus on the importance of student voice and students having a seat at the table when we talk about things like budget and bond and policies. What has been your most memorable moment where you felt like your voice or opinion made an impact?
That's a good question. My sophomore year of high school, so last year, I got to participate in a group of students. I don't remember what the group was called, but we got to meet together and we got to pick a few problems to work on and look towards. And then by our final meeting, we landed on the use of AI throughout school, and a few students were selected. I was lucky enough to be amongst them, and we got to present to the school board. This was before I was one of the student reps. And I feel like in that moment, as a student who had never once interacted with anyone else other than Adam before on the school board, this was the first moment where I felt like I was actually being heard by the people who needed to hear me, because I was talking directly to their faces.
Well, I'm excited about that, because that would have been the superintendent's student advisory that you participated in.
I did.
Yep.
And again, that is actually another opportunity where we give students voice. We ask students to identify things that are resonating with them, either in a positive or negative way that we can work on. And so I'm glad you had that experience with that.
I think the situation where I felt I had my voice heard most as just a student leader in the district would be actually something very similar to what Aaron said. My sophomore year, I had the opportunity to come to the district office during a board meeting with a few students from SAGE. At the time, it was GSA, mm-hmm. Gay Straight Alliance, at Cedar Crest High School. And we came and we made a speech to the board about how necessary it was to have LGBTQ plus representation in the literature that we provide students.
That.
And so that was a very validating experience as a student in the district, because there were so many people there and because we had the opportunity to stand in front of the board and say our piece. And I feel like that's not necessarily a formal role or opportunity, really, but it was a less formal opportunity for us to express our voices as students. And I feel that it was deeply powerful in that way.
Yeah, I'm really glad you got that experience, because I do think that's one of the things that this community as a whole does really well. Just in the short time I've been here, there have been a few different scenarios that came up where the public was able to utilize the processes that we have in place to advocate for their position on sometimes very divisive issues, mm-hmm. but to do it in a respectful way and to be heard. And I feel very proud to be part of this community and this district, because I've watched that play out over and over, where people advocating for two very different sides of an issue have been able to come together and advocate, but do so respectfully and not mm-hmm. not in a way that we're seeing play out in the news every day, where people are so disrespectful to each other. That is not happening here. And so I'm pleased that you were able to see that and be a part of it. And I think you were both able to see that even during the recent hearing on the boundary dispute,
absolutely.
Where all of those families came in and were able to advocate for their position, but they did so very respectfully. So it was really nice to see that. How do you feel that your involvement in these things has shaped both your personal growth and your academic success?
I feel that with academic success, at the very least, it's taught me how to be very efficient with what I'm doing and how to be a quick learner, a fast adapter, just all of the things that make it useful for me to get ahead in life, whether it's memorizing long paragraphs of text in short amounts of time or just being really good with time management. It's taught me how to keep my life orderly. And for personal growth, well, there's just so much. And it's taught me how to be able to handle whenever life gets stressful. When I'm going uphill, I'm able to keep going uphill.
I really like this question. So personally, I struggle a lot with being a very obsessive person. So I am constantly wanting to find opportunities to involve myself in things. And I sometimes convince myself that that's something that I need to do. But I think actually getting involved in so many different ways in the community and at my school has helped me to find a sense of balance, because I've been able to strike a balance academically and in my personal life, where I can explore things that I really like in the academic world. For example, through being on the school board, I've discovered that I really have an interest in public policy and governance and things like that. So it's helped me to sort of find that personal balance. But academically, it's given me a lot of interdisciplinary skills that I didn't really anticipate. It's so much easier for me to communicate with teachers than a lot of my peers, I think, just because I've developed better interpersonal skills, my confidence, a number of professional and soft skills, which are, of course, in huge demand in the workforce right now. but professionally, I think that's how these opportunities have helped to improve the skills that I have.
What compelled you, each of you, to apply for this position? I remember talking about it last year during the superintendent student advisory toward that time when we were going to open up applications. And I remember specifically, Erin, you immediately being interested. What was it for you that compelled you?
Well, my first immediate thought was, oh, this is going to be so cool. I can brag to all of my family about how I have this cool opportunity. And at first, it was just my mind thinking that it would be this fun, silly opportunity. But then the more that I thought about it, the more that I realized, hey, wait a minute, this is like actually a really cool opportunity. This is something that I could use to help as many people as I can, because I love to help people. But this gives me the power and communication and ability to help a lot more people than I previously could. So I guess the ability to bring others up with me.
So I think, honestly, the primary motivator for me wanting this position was the background that I've gotten in the education world and honestly just how school districts work from my mom. I've heard so much from her about her job, what she does, and how she involves herself in governance and policy development. And that really inspired me to learn more about governance and policy development here in the district. So I really wanted to take this opportunity to do that and to also explore that as a personal interest as well. Her work initially was not really something I was super interested in, but I think the more that I heard about her experiences and the more she told me about the work that she does, the more interested I became, because to me it was a very different to a lot of the other things that I like to explore, because I'm a huge STEM person. So for me, it was just exploring the personal interest of governance and policy.
If you could talk a little bit about what you thought this was going to be and what it actually is, because I think it's a pretty incredible experience. I can't imagine having some of the things you get exposed to. I'm interested from your perspective what you maybe thought this was going to be and how that's differed from what's actually happening.
I don't know what I thought this was going to be, honestly.
When I first looked at it, I thought it was just going to be a lot of going to really boring meetings, sitting down in a suit and tie, waiting for 4 hours, and then getting up and going home. That's all I anticipated it being, with like a few things of, hey, maybe we should do this thing, or maybe we could touch up on that subject. But being a student, I didn't really understand just how much my voice would be heard and my opinions would actually be taken into account. And it's a lot more of a fun opportunity. And there is a bit of quote-unquote boring work behind it, but there is also a lot of really fun opportunities. You get to meet a lot of new people and have a lot of experiences that you otherwise never would have gotten. So it's been quite nice.
I think, similar to Erin, I anticipated it being a lot of really menial things happening sort of at the district level. Not that there's a ton of menial things happening at the district level. There's, I would not describe what's happening here as menial.
But sometimes menial.
I think some parts of everyone's job are menial, yeah. But I anticipated it being not as full of personal connections as it is. A good example that I think of is the WASDA Student Rep Network. I mean, through there, I've met a lot of incredible students who are doing a lot of incredible things at the state level. And that's not something I anticipated being able to do. Just the connections with other experiences and opportunities and people was definitely not something that I anticipated moving into this role. So honestly, I don't know what I was thinking sophomore year, but I can tell you what I was not thinking. And that's meeting everyone here and having the opportunity to expand my personal network too.
So in terms of the acronyms, we are throwing around WASDA a lot, and that stands for the Washington State School Directors Association, and that is the organization that the school boards in the state of Washington fall under, and they organize also the Student Representative Network, which is a really thriving network in the state of Washington. And so when we go to the annual conference, you travel with the board and I, which is great, and then you also have some experience there that are designed just for the student representatives to be able to network and share ideas and get to know each other. And I think it's a really great place to make connections and learn and grow from. So I think that's something that I haven't seen happening in other states that I've worked in. So I just think it's great that we're doing that here. What would you say are some of the barriers to student engagement and involvement in school activities? And how do you think we as educators or administrators or parents could work with students to overcome
that? I'm not sure there's any one answer to that. And this is a very specific thing, but I think one of the biggest contributors to students not being engaged is just a lack of personal connection with authority figures, with teachers, and with the people who are really supposed to be their mentors. And I guess what that translates to in a broader context is just a lack of mentorship, a lack of guidance from the adult figures in their life. And I think what this looks like on a day-to-day basis for a lot of people is just their teachers are not really speaking their language. They don't really know how to get along with their teachers in a way that's not only productive, but also beneficial for their well-being. And so I think this contributes to a lot of students not having any desire to engage just because they don't feel like the adults around them really care about them and their experiences. And I think in a general sense, the best way to counteract this is just authentic engagement with your students. And this can look different for every teacher, mentor, parent, but any one thing that you can do to validate the experiences of your students or your children or your mentees to make them feel like their experiences are truly heard. I think that's the best way to get students to engage, because once there's a space where you're able to do that, it's a lot more easy for you to express yourself.
There is actually a lot of research behind that topic. It all starts with a relationship. Yeah.
The more people feel connected to those around them, the more they're going to want to be with those who are around them. And if that connection's not there, they're not going to want to be there either.
Adam, you're getting close to graduation.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Hard to believe it's here already. Thinking back on your time at Riverview, what has been the most influential experience in preparing you for the next chapter?
This really? Role, I would say. Yeah. Wow. Not only because of this role itself, but also the other things that it encouraged me to get involved in. I think it really has helped me to develop not only professionally, but also personally. I'm a much more confident person than I was sophomore year when I started the process of looking into what this role was. And I think it's really helped me to grow in a lot of ways that I didn't anticipate, and in ways that have helped me to do other things as well. It just in my personal life, no matter who I'm interacting with, I feel like I'm more confident now than I would have been had I not taken this experience. And all of the other things that I do in the community that this role has encouraged me to engage in have really helped me to explore my interests as well.
I feel like I've been able to see that develop over the last 2 years, and it's been really very cool to watch.
It's been cool to experience.
And Aaron, as you approach your senior year, what are you most excited about?
There are a lot of things that I'm excited about, whether it's more opportunities for classes at college or different extracurricular activities I can take after school, or just the ability to live my life differently. I'm excited because it means that I'm progressing and I get to keep growing and learning more.
So I have one more question for each of you. It's really related to your role. And if a student who was considering applying to replace Adam's seat, that will be happening in the spring, what would you tell them about this role and why they should apply for it?
If there was one thing I would tell them about this role, I would say take initiative. So whatever you're doing, whatever your goals with it are, I can guarantee you moving into this role your first year, you're not going to have it figured out. I think that stands in contrast with a lot of other leadership roles that there are currently available for students. And I actually wrote about this in one of my college essays, is you kind of have to figure it out while you go, because you are not only learning this role, you're learning how to navigate local government, which is not something that's easy to do, especially considering the fact that your fellow directors you're working with probably have decades of experience in doing that. So don't be afraid of judgment or of criticism, and take initiative for the things that you want to get done. I would encourage them to apply to the role for the growth that it can bring them professionally and personally. It sounds pretty generic, but I think there are a lot of opportunities to develop your skills.
I think advice for whoever the next student rep is, just as Adam said, you're not going to know all that you're doing. You're going to go in fairly unknown. I did too. My very first interaction with the school board was when I was giving the presentation about AI, and I decided to stay for the whole meeting because A, I wanted to put my name out, make sure they know me, make a good first impression. B, I just wanted to learn about how the process worked, and I wanted to make a comment, so unknowingly, I raised my hand to speak, not knowing that that wasn't allowed. So
I remember that.
Yeah, you're not going to go in knowing exactly what you're doing or how everything works, but you will be surrounded by great mentors and people who want to help you learn and to want to help you grow. And if you let them, you will grow. And my advice for anyone who's considering applying to be a student rep is give it a try. If you think that it's something that you would have a good time doing, if you would enjoy it, try. You never know. I put my name in, but I didn't anticipate getting it. And here we are somehow. So you never know what's going to happen, but you know what could happen. And if you have a plan set in motion and all you need is to be a student rep, try to be a student rep. See what happens.
Gentlemen, thank you for the wonderful conversation and taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. I also want to remind everyone, tune in next week for another edition of the 407 Cast, where we talk about all things education.